It's number 11 in the books for this Dolphins team, as they're now going to look ahead to preseason game number one against the Falcons. But the buzz was around the running back who was signed this offseason. Went over 1,000 yards last year with 10 touchdowns on the ground for the Broncos in 2013. Also had 60 receptions for 500-plus yards and three more touchdowns. He was activated off the PUP list and had undergone arthroscopic knee surgery just after the offseason workout program was completed. Well, from what we saw him today, no work in team drills, but he looked very good in individual drills. Looked like at times maybe a little hesitant to turn on that knee, but at the same time, he just looked like he was happy to be back out there. He said the same thing. We're going to hear from him next segment. But OJ, when you hear about Knowshon Moreno coming back and now fully complementing these running backs at that position, how good is that for this Dolphins offense?
I think it's very good for this Dolphin offense. You know, they went out and picked up Knowshon Moreno in the offseason for a reason. You know, a guy that ran for over 1,100 yards last year, a guy that caught over 60 balls out of the backfield, you know, when he was in Denver. He's a football player, a guy that can pass pro, a guy that can run behind his pads, you know, pick up short yardage situations for us. So to have him back out there and be able to get a true assessment on what this group of running backs is all about is very big for this team. You know, we've seen how Lamar Miller's been playing so far this year in training camp. He's having a heck of a training camp. And Daniel Thomas being a little banged up with the hamstring, it's a good time for Knowshon to come out and see, you know, where he fits in with these guys. The young guys they love, the Damian Williams, you know, they love him a lot. Mike Gillisley, the draft pick last year. Knowshon needs to get in there and get some work in so they can get the evaluation that the Dolphins need to get. And it's going to be good for him, you know, to be able to get some snaps. Maybe not this weekend, but, you know, next week is going to be a time for him to come out and show and prove, because they're only going to keep a few guys, you know. And Knowshon has to show that he can come out here and make this squad somehow, some way. According to Sam Madison, he hasn't shown us anything yet. So in order to you know, prove Sam wrong, we got to get Knowshon out on the football field and show him that he should be climbing his depth chart at any time.
Well, I mean, Knowshon showed me a little bit in Denver, so I think we're going to be okay him making the football team. But I'll tell you one thing he's done, that very intangible thing that he's done, he's pushed Lamar Miller. Lamar Miller has looked great. I mean, you can tell that he gained a little bit of weight. You can tell that he's running a lot more physical. He's making better decisions. And it's something about competition. When you bring a guy in that looks like you, feels like you, it kind of motivates you. And Lamar Miller is definitely a different football player. A lot of people say, well, he looks like he did at University of Miami. He does not. He looks nothing like he did at University of Miami. He's definitely evolved. I mean, he's a low to the ground, solid guy. I saw him break at least two runs during the scrimmage the other day, and that was exciting for me. A lot of people said that, you know, he was more of a scat back. He showed that he still has the speed to hit a hole and get up the field, but he also showed the power that when he gets the ball in his hand and he needs to fight for 2 yards, he can fight for 2 yards.
One thing that was noticeable about Knowshon Moreno is that there was a lot of discussion during the offseason workout program, him not being in good enough shape and didn't look like he was ready to go. He looked like he was in very good shape and ready for this 2014 NFL season. Now, with what Twan just said about Lamar Miller, and we can all back that up, is he has looked really good and seemingly has really secured himself as the top running back, especially with Knowshon Moreno not getting any reps being out on the sidelines with the injury. OJ, when you look at what Knowshon Moreno has done in the past – and look at what Lamar Miller has brought to the table, what's the best way to utilize him in Bill Lazor's offense?
Well, you know, he's always going to be that guy that can back up either Lamar, or if he's going to be behind Daniel, because Daniel's been our third down back so far. I think he's going to be a heck of a third down back. Catch the ball well in the backfield. He's a heck of a pass protector. He can pass block. But also, you got a guy that I think can get us those short yardage downs, the short yardage third and ones, fourth and ones that we might need. Kind of like, you know, he's not a fullback, but he runs hard like that. And that's one of the things that we struggled as an offense, was converting to third and short, fourth and short, in situations where we need to have it. You know, we had Charles Clay. We had guys that were more tight ends, or you're not really running backs trying to get those conversions. I think Knowshon Moreno is a guy that we can plug in, you know, and know he's going to get the ball and be able to be effective as a runner instead. And also, you can also throw the ball to him in those situations as well. So I think right now, with Lamar playing the way he's playing, Lamar has solidified himself as a starting running back for this football team. So Knowshon can come in and spell him every once in a while, but if he wants to get a fit right now, it's going to be as that third down back and also that short yardage back.
I mean, we still have a lot of camp left, and Knowshon Moreno has proven that he's a three down back in Denver. And, you know, and hey, I'm a Lamar Miller fan, and I want him to be successful, and I think that he's done everything he's supposed to do. But don't forget that this guy rushed for over 1,000 yards last year. He caught over 60 balls, and he is, you know, last year he was considered one of the top NFL running backs in the National Football League, and we can't, you know, dismiss that just because he's had a little bit of injuries. He's going to come in. He's not going to give up that starting role just because he's injured. He's injured. He's a professional, and it's going to be exciting what he's going to bring to the table. And don't be surprised if you have this 1-2 punch between Lamar and Knowshon. And I just think it does so much to improve our running game. And when that offensive line gets going, people may be looking at the Dolphins as a run team more so than a pass team.